Probably noticed that WMFO isn't the sort of a station where disc jockeys tend to get out of control and talk endlessly on about meaningless things that have nothing to do with the subject at hand, which is music or maybe political happenings. You needn't worry that we will digress and begin to pontificate or simply blab on and on about trivial topics of no special interest to anyone with more than half of a brain, such as reasons why marmalade isn't much used as a sexual aid, or why insects don't vote, or why skywriting isn't a part of more college curricula. You can be sure that the subjects of bread weaving, hair sculpture, nasal ontology, sitcoms on Venus, and numbers like Bleen, which comes right after 5 and goes just before 6, only nobody knows that it's there, so there's no point in even my bringing it up, almost never get raised for discussion ad nauseum here at the Big 91, so you needn't be worried that time will be wasted by long-winded DJs who really should only be doing a straightforward station identification like this to remind you as briefly as possible and without fooling around that this station still legally goes by the title of WMFO Medford.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now we have, in this all-radio obituary episode tonight, we have the radio obituary for Mary McCaslin, the American folk singer who wrote, recorded, and performed contemporary folk music, primarily for Philo Records. She was regarded as a pioneer of open guitar tunings and known for her distinctive vocal style. She sang ballads of the Old West, wrote her own songs, and also covered many modern hits. She just passed away at 75. It's the radio obituary for Mary McCaslin, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When the rain comes, they run and hide their heads. They might as well be dead. When the rain comes, when the rain comes. When the sun shines, they slip into the shade. They sip their lemonade. When the sun shines, when the sun shines. All right, I don't mind. Shine, the weather's fine. I can show you that when it starts to rain, that everything's the same. I can show you, I can show shines. It's just a state of mind. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right. Oh!
To the radio obituary for Art LeBeau, the American disc jockey, songwriter, record producer, and radio station owner. He was credited with coining the term, he even trademarked it, oldies but goodies. He made his professional radio debut in 1943 on KSAN in San Francisco. They permitted him, to play big band and jazz records shortly before the station signed off at midnight, and he also encouraged listeners to call the station and make song requests, which was an idea so far ahead of its time that the technology did not yet exist to broadcast live telephone calls. His nickname was As Long As He Lasts because of a publicity stunt that he participated in 1948 where he hosted a 120-hour talk-a-thon for charity. In 1959, he formed a record label, Original Sounds Records, to promote new musical talent that he discovered, and that included two instrumental hit songs, Teen Beat by Sandy Nelson and Bongo Rock by Preston Epps. Art LeBeau just passed away at 97. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
baby. Ooh, about to drive me crazy. Hug me, kiss me, baby. Oh, when you hug me, you kiss me, the guy's for me to sing. Oh, 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 hug me, kiss me, baby. Ooh, about to drive me crazy. But when you hug me and you kiss me, the guy's for me to sing. Oh, but just one more time.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Lenny Lipton, the American author, filmmaker, lyricist, and inventor. I can guarantee you that he is best known for the poem that he wrote at the tender age of 19 that became the basis for the lyrics to the song Puff the Magic Dragon. He just passed away at 82. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Puff, der Zauberdrachen, lebte am Meer, auf einem Inselparadies, doch das ist schon lange her. Der kleine Jackie Paper liebte den Puff so sehr und ritt auf Puff, vergnügt und froh, oft über Land und Meer. Oh, Puff, der Zauberdrachen, lebte am Meer, auf einem Inselparadies, doch das ist schon lange her. Puff, der Zauberdrachen, lebte am Meer, auf einem Inselparadies, doch das ist schon lange her. Und lockte sie die Ferne, schwamm Puff bis nach Shanghai. Von seinem Rücken rief dann laut der Jackie froh, Ahoi! Die Schiffe der der Piraten, die nahmen gleich Reißaus und alle riefen, Paff in Sicht, wir segeln schnell nach Haus. Oh, Paff, der Zauberdrachen, lebte am Meer, auf einem Inselparadies, doch das ist schon lange her. Paff, der Zauberdrachen, lebte am Meer, auf einem Inselparadies, doch das ist schon lange her. Ein Drachen, der lebt ewig, doch kleine Boys, oh nein. Und so kam für den Paff der Tag, und er war ganz allein. Jackie kam nie wieder, einsam lag Paff am Strand und hieb mit seinem Drachenschwanz hoch in die Luft den Sand. Er weinte Drachentränen, traurig war sein Blick. Doch seine Tränen brachten ihn, den Jackie, nie zurück, weil er mit klein Jackie den besten Freund verlor. Schloss er sich in die Höhle ein und kam nie mehr hervor. Paff, der Zauberdrachen, lebte am Meer, auf einem Inselparadies, doch das ist schon lange her.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Fred Cotero, the American record producer and engineer. He started out working for CBS Records and Columbia in the mid-1960s, where he worked on many albums by top artists including Bob Dylan, Al Kooper, Tower of Power, and Santana. He produced and engineered recordings with Aaron Copland, Janis Joplin, Linda Ronstadt, and Mel Torme. He worked with lots and lots of people. Fred Cotero just passed away at 89. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
happy day, sing happy day, sing happy day. When you look into my eyes, I dig it when you look in my eyes. Please try my love for side, babe, I will never hurt you. Oh, and the bell, they're gonna ring, and the people, they're gonna sing. Everybody sing happy day, happy day, happy day, baby, happy day, happy day, happy day. Love you, yes I do.
Pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for The Explainer, the calypso singer from Trimbago. He began singing calypso in 1969, spending more than 50 years in the industry, and he's best known for his big hit, Lorraine. He just passed away at 74. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary for Explainer, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Round and round,
all them oppressor
falling down,
table turning sir.
shall control Iran with everything at his command. Ayatollah took his position, now they shall leave Iran and run. The table turned inside.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Ed Weiss, also known by his on-air name, Charlie Brown. He was an American disc jockey and host of the syndicated beach music program On the Beach with Charlie Brown. It ran on nearly 40 radio stations, mostly in the Carolinas, Virginia, and Georgia. He worked with Atlantic Records to produce the first Beach Music Records, and then went on to form Beach Beat Records, which were the first Beach Music Records ever advertised on television. Ed Weiss just passed away at 80. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony.
So much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fatback drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. thing to a boil. That's it right there. Now beat well.
Shots. And then I'm gonna rot her a smell of malt. I'm gonna
nip sip
every day,
nip sip
every night,
nip sip
every day, just the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away. I'm a rock candy popper with sugar lips, a honey dripper to my fingertips. Ha! I go for soda and a root beer too. For a little light spice, ooh, shooby-doo.
Nip-sip
every day,
nip-sip
every night,
nip-sip
every day, just a nipping and a sipping the sip. Time away.
Going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nipping and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set. And when I wanna get my whistle wet, nip sip
every day,
nip sip
every night,
nip sip
every day, just the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away.
Going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nipping and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set.
And when I wanna get my whistle wet, I'm gonna
nip sip
every day,
nip sip
every night,
nip sip
every day, just the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Venetia Stevenson, the British-American actress. Her stage debut was in 1955. She went on to become Miss Los Angeles Press Club and then was contracted by RKO Pictures in 1956. Hedda Hopper put her on the list of the top movie newcomers in 1957, right alongside Jane Mansfield. Her film credits included Darby's Rangers in 1958, Day of the Outlaw in 59, Island of Lost Women in 59, Seven Ways from Sundown, The City of the Dead, and The Sergeant Was a Lady. On television, you might have seen her in Colt 45, 77 Sunset Strip, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, or even The Third Man. You may have seen her on the label of Sweetheart Stout Beer, where her photo has appeared since 1958. She just passed away at 84. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Venetia Stevenson, who I should note was married to Don Everly, hence this, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Guitar in a gunny sack and walk the lead on the back. And when the whistle blows my name, I'll say, woo-hoo, I'm on the way home again. No, I don't think I'll ever come this way again. I'll be content with the pictures in my mind. I remember how that lonesome road used to press my back like a heavy load. And when the diesel calls my name,
tonight's ultimate radio obituary is for Anita Kerr, the American singer, arranger, composer, conductor, pianist, and record producer. She started out as a DJ in the late 1940s on WKDA in Nashville. That's when she organized a vocal quintet that performed and attracted the attention of WSM Radio, which, of course, gave her the opening to the Grand Ole Opry. She started out on the station Sunday Down South, sang with all kinds of people like Carl Garvin, Jim Hall, Mary Ellen Puckett, Evelyn Wilson. She went on to record with Red Foley, which got her onto the Billboard pop charts in 1950 with Our Lady of Fatima. Then she was signed by Owen Bradley, so she could record at Decca Records. And that's when she started to sing backup for so many other country artists, including Eddie Arnold, Burl Ives, and Ernest Tubb. She just passed away at 94. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Anita Kerr, with yet even more of that Skeeter Davis that I promised you way back in the initial radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little. They come pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Some folks run and others hide. tried, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue.
Thank you. We'll do the little tune at the Cold Moon's Rock. Shuffle of the feet, let her go. Don't stop. We do a little tune at the Cold Moon's Rock.
Lookout Mountain, up in Chattanooga, everybody's doing the Rock City Boogie. Now you should take your baby,
and I don't mean maybe,
'cause everybody's doing the Rock City Boogie now.
It started with the Charleston, then the Susie Q. Along came the square dance, the Freddy, they're all through. So driving down that highway,
make sure you go my way
to Lookout Mountain and Rock City Boogie with me.
And if you take your baby by the hand and head for Rock City, she'll understand.
Tell Mama she's spending the night with a friend, 'cause
she won't be home until dawn. Boy, I'll meet you on the mountain up in Chattanooga. Everybody's doing the Rock City Boogie. So if you take your baby,
then she won't mean maybe,
she'll keep on doing the Rock City Boogie with you. Tell Mama I'm spending the night with a friend,
'cause she won't be home until dawn. I'll meet you on the mountain up in Chattanooga. Everybody's doing the Rock City Boogie.
So if you take your baby,
then she won't mean maybe,
she'll keep on doing the Rock City Boogie with you.
I'm gonna take my baby by the hand and head for Rock City, she'll understand.
Heading down the highway, no way but highway. Rock City, boogie with me.
Speedy West.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Anita Kerr, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to For the Soul, the best K-R&B show to ever follow Bubbles in the Think Tank. Then hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Thanks for doing it during the show tonight. I really appreciate having you there. And then be back here next week, next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, for more silliness for your stick-shaking action. So like I said, one final tune in the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Anita Kerr. Then it's time for the Soul, all right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Stars glow above.
does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.